So here we are, ladies, gentlemen, trans peoples, Apache attack helicopters. We're right here, right now, with yet another tale of thotting around during these days of Thotmas. We got these Thotmas carols. We have none other than a longtime fan of ours, family of ours, our main man from Alabama, the Dirty Bam, Darth Lightskin.
What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
Darth, I'd be doing better if I wasn't looking at a picture of Lizzo twerking right now across my goddamn screen.
What the fuck is that in the...
Bro, why is that acceptable?
I don't fucking know.
It's never acceptable to see Lizzo in a pool twerking, bro. Like,
quote unquote, sex tape that leaked?
Look, man, we don't allow that, man. Like, Darth, we had J-Love explaining that there's a whole lot of threesome requests and dudes out here getting more and more bitch made by the day. Getting weird requests. A lot of water sports are being asked for. I don't know if you know that. If you've heard about this.
No, not as of recently. Fucking them girls on the college campus are kind of weird though, because like Ennis, like we talked about, it's always the ones you least expect. Glasses, yeah. Everything. Nerdy fucking girl, like takes her ass to class every day type shit. But the second you get behind closed doors.
Yeah, buddy.
Give me the Darth special. Oh, ladies, if you're ever in Alabama, ask us about the Darth special. We'll hook you up.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go ahead. That's that civil rights fist. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You go in and you make sure that you set her free. You know what I'm saying? You get that free at last fist. Just
the grasp of God.
Look, we're doing this for a reason, Darth, because, you know, I want to make sure that people from all over, every ethnic group and everything, can go ahead and let people know that the ho-ho-hoing is going on.
Strong.
And there are people out there who just haven't figured this out yet. You know, I know, we know that these hoes that are claim to be lesbians aren't lesbians. They're looking to get dick down. We know that chicks are out here looking for Darth specials and R. Kelly specials, right?
Look, but okay, so I want anybody in the chat to name me one person that is lesbian that's not famous. Go ahead and do it. That's really fucking old. You can't find them. Because, like, after a certain point in life, them bitches are like, what the fuck am I doing? And next time you see them, when you get a little bit older, the bitch has a baby all of a sudden. Like, wait a minute.
Well, you see that in the black community especially, right? Like, more and more of these German shepherds are sitting here marrying other German shepherds, other German blended families.
Right. I mean, they look like men, so I get it.
They're horrible. I mean, here's the thing. No one wants to see any of these creatures, right? Like, especially not naked. And, you know, Darth, you're down there in Dirty Bama. You know how these hoes are acting.
I'm there in Dirty Bama.
Let us know. Let us know what's going down out here, man.
Look, like Drexel just said, if you have hope for relationships, you're playing yourself for a fucking fool. And let me tell you why I say that. One of my subs, she actually claimed to be done with me after she got into a recent relationship. Like, the whole shebang. Blocked me and everything, said I can't talk to you anymore. And I really don't give a shit. Cool, whatever. So I go about my day-to-day life, working and shit, just doing my own thing. Drexel, what do you think happens next?
Oh, yeah. As soon as she got into some kind of an argument or something, she hit you up, right?
Yep,
there so it is.
She needed the cell phone bill paid.
Nah, we don't pay these hoes bills.
We don't pay shit.
Yeah, we don't pay bills. Nah, that's what the simp is for.
We are the Whoredash. You ever heard of Whoredash before, Tim?
Let me guess. It's like DoorDash, but for alphas.
Exactly. So this bitch starts hitting me up again. We start shooting this shit, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like she starts telling me shit like, oh, her boyfriend doesn't do the same things that I do. Like, he's just so... She calls him lame, nerdy and shit. So I'm just like, so what the fuck did you get in a relationship for? And she was like, I just wanted to be in relationship with you so bad. And I truly don't understand, because just like you can tell a woman straight to their face, I don't want to be with you. Like, I don't want anything. Like, the sex is cool. We can kick it. But that's all I want. But they can't seem to get through to their head that you don't want a relationship. So they keep trying to pursue it. And it's just like an ongoing loop of what the fuck are we doing? I told you what I want. And you're still trying to get some other shit. And when it Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Darth, they go to the producer Tim's school of thought. Never take no for an answer.
Yep. So when they eventually can't get what they want, they try to get it from somewhere else. And, you know, it never works out that way because that's not what they truly want. They have their eyes set on one thing. And if they can't get it, they're going to keep trying and trying. And if not, these bitches will get vindictive. Just going to test for that. These hoes. Woo! Fightful.
Well, Darth, let us know what's happening on campus and off campus currently in Alabama. In the South.
All right. So, for one, all these hoes have a boyfriend at home. Let's just go ahead and say that now. But what's going on campus, while they're telling their boyfriends, good night, I love you and shit, they're going down to the party. And it's that's the train station. We going hard. Look, Thomas the Train would be proud. That's all I'm saying. Because these bitches be busting it open. Do you hear me?
Yeah, but
I mean, the thing is, it's full-fledged relationships. I'm talking about 2-3 years. College, or not college sweethearts, but high school sweethearts type shit. But as soon as these hoes get to college, that collar that they had on, that little restraint, it's fucking gone. These hoes just want to bust it open. They want to fuck. They want to drink. They want to smoke. All the shit. They want to do everything. They turn wild.
Oh, and now when you say everything, Darth, because I know there's still going to be some bitch-made simps out there listening to this, or guys who are red pill who need to let their guys know. Tell me what kind of things they're willing to do.
Anything. Honestly, if they like you enough, anything.
Yeah. I had somebody try to say that I was making it up about fisting, water sports, DP, TP. I'm trying to think, slapping, spitting in the mouth, 50 Shades of Grey scenes. I said, if they like you, literally everything is on the table.
Yep.
Everything. Not like some of it. No. All of it.
Everything.
Everything. Everything. Now,
if she tells you she doesn't do it, then she don't like you like that. Sorry.
Yeah. She ain't into you like that. Yeah. And now, Darth, have any of these girls tried to say, like, I only do vag with my boyfriend, but you can do anal?
Nah, these bitches don't tell me nothing like that. It's fair game for whatever I want.
Oh, no, that's the Mormon hoes will say that. Mormon and, you hear Jewish hoes say that. Mm-hmm. Some of these Muslim broads say that. And they get their assholes blown out, blown out.
The Muslim hoes are the Muslim girls are the worst for that.
We got to see what the Muslim hoes are talking about, though.
Dude, look, this is for everybody out there who doesn't know, man. If you can find you some Muslim girls out here who are ready to bust it open, and they will bust it open, get it in. Because, like, here's the thing. Do you know what makes them great? You know what makes them superior?
What's that?
They're more discreet.
Oh, yeah.
They can't go on social media talking crazy, because you know what happens if a Muslim girl talks crazy on social media about how she's getting ran through and getting trains run on her?
She's ostracized. She gets
ostracized. Yeah, she can get honor killed, right? Like, we don't want that. Look, I want to keep these hoes alive.
Look, closet the hoes. I'm fine with it. You can be a hoe and discreet, baby. That's fine.
Notice that, Drex, no one's ever been me too'd by a conservative Muslim.
You can't have it. It can't happen. Yet. It will happen eventually, right? But for now, let's just be honest. It's not going to happen, because here's the thing. Her family, friends, everybody, they're going to be like this. Why were you over there with 8 men, right?
Right.
You can't pull the whole, like, oh, they raped me thing, because guys are going to have receipts. So, like, rather than do that, it's similar to the whole married thing, right? These married hoes are discreet because they know. They won't have an answer as to why they're in a hotel room with five bros, right? They don't have an answer for that. Like, so rather than have an answer, they just stay discreet. Now, Darth,
I mean, even when they get caught. So I'd say even when they get caught, they really don't give a fuck, because the dudes won't do anything. I'll give you a perfect example. One of my former best friends, we're going to call him A for short right now. So A gets into a relationship with a high school hoe. Okay. This is recently. So we tell him about this, all that good stuff. Like, hey, She used to get around back in the day, so I don't think you should date her. Of course.
Oh, you mean like the people's vagina?
Yep, exactly like her. So, of course, he ignores us, goes on with it anyway. So, it comes a time where, like, we were having a conversation outside of his house, and, like, I was telling him, like, yeah, bro, I fucked your sister at one point, too. So, like, I'm just letting you know. So, I tell him that, and I guess he went back to tell his girlfriend. So, it got to a point where, like, he would want to invite me over his house. But because she said that she doesn't like me and not to invite me, he just said, okay, no, I'm not going to invite him. And the thing is, I didn't even hear it from him. I had to hear it from another friend of mine. He said, I'm not allowed to come over his house anymore. It's his girlfriend.
This is one of those things that, you know, a lot of guys don't understand, and which is female sexual liberation. Because here's the thing. They're only... One of the things that Darth and I have talked about in the Discord chat is that it's this really simple concept, right? If you want to know what a woman's true nature is, just let her go on vacation with her girlfriends, right? Or go to college, right?
You're not going to see that bitch again.
You will not see, dude. That's the true version of her.
She's not going to be the same, bro.
Oh, no. Look, and Darth, this is one of the things that we have to start really pushing to let these bitch made simps know. Something that doesn't get talked about on college campuses, because there are still guys out there who think, you know, my girl's different, blah, 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 blah. Darth, can you explain? And
it's always
the
dudes it happens to.
Yeah, the dudes it happens to, right? Now, Darth, let these dudes know, right? Because this is thoughtless, goddammit. Let them know what stories these girls are telling their cucks.
Oh, babe, I have to go out with my family for Christmas this year. We're going on vacation. We're going to St. Louis. we're gonna be gone for the entire week, okay? And I'm going to be with my grandparents, so I'm not really going to answer the phone like that. Type shit. Yep. And as soon as she's done sending that text.
Now, oh, wait, say it again. You broke up.
All fucking day.
Oh, yeah. Trains.
Yep.
There's trains. One of the things that people don't want to acknowledge, because, you know, a lot of people are just bitch made cucks in denial, right? Like Jack Murphy. You know what I'm saying? So they want to sit here as cucks in denial and say, like, oh, no, it's not happening. That my girl's different. Blah, 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 blah. Right. Now, yeah, Darth, okay, can you explain? I'll say this.
If you don't think it's happening to you, then most likely it's definitely happening to you.
It's definitely happening to you. Especially. Now, Darth, explain to the people out there the difference in, let's just say, relations, in terms of race relations, age relations, just all the whole gender dynamics, the intersexual dynamics between men and women, black and white, in Alabama. Because a lot of people are sitting here thinking, oh, it's conservative, it's not liberal down there. Let them know.
Bruh, you will see a baby mama. One in every 10 black women is a baby mama to somebody. Fuck, even my own sisters. Like, conservative? That shit's not going on down here. Most of these people are fucking, look, baby mamas, single mothers type shit. That's it. That's all you're going to find here. You might find, like, one or two married couples, couple of kids, like that. But most of the time, no. Drexel, what did you see when you came down here? Did you see any married couples like that?
Not really. Unless they were, like, old people. Old. Yeah.
Like anybody around my age, maybe a little bit younger, you're not going to see people in relationships. And TGTOW, like, if I'm saying that right, that's really starting to take effect right now.
So are you saying that a red state is having guys dealing with the same problems as the blue states?
Absolutely.
So are you saying Thotten is universal?
Thotten is multiversal.
Now, let me ask you this, Darth. What is the most degenerate stories you've seen, lived through, or heard down there at the dirty ass holes at Auburn?
Ooh. So, I got one. We had a Christmas party at my house as of recently. And a friend of mine, she said, okay, can I come spend Christmas with you? Or not Christmas, but come to the Christmas party with you? I'm like, okay, sure, that's fine. So she comes or whatever, and we start hanging out, and she says, like, hey, do you want to, you know? I'm like, shit, whatever, that's fine. So we start going, we're upstairs in another room while the party's still going on. And, like, we're getting it in. And then all of a sudden, her fucking boyfriend calls her. So, okay, Drexel, what do you think she did? Do you think she let it ring, or do you think she answered the phone?
Oh, no, she answered. She answered.
Oh, yeah, she answered.
Yep.
She answered the phone, gave him the whole shebang, like, yeah, I'm with family right now, blah, 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 blah. And like, yeah, I'm going to talk to you later. My granddad needs me to help him lift some right now. It's really heavy. So I'm breaking this bitch back. And she's like, why did you have me answer the phone? I'm like, bitch, you answered it on your own accord. So we keep going. We finish up. And she says, oh my gosh, I'm such a bad person. When do you want to do it again?
Do you know why I love this though, Darth?
I wish I could make it up though, but it's
No. I told Mama Vic that. I was talking to Mama Vic, and I said, and also to one of the gals on the channel who's always in the comment sections, where I was like, look, I wish I were making all this up, but I'm not. I'm like, look, they're picking up the phone. Here's another thing that they'll do, right? Yep. These hoes are lying via omission. So let me give you an example. Oh, I'm going to go with insert random friend here, right? Friend, family member, whatever. She actually does it, though. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. She was at her cousin's house, right?
Yep.
She did pick up the kitty litter.
Oh, yeah. She right? always has to have receipts.
She has receipts.
Look, okay, so I equate it to it like this. Have you ever seen a cat fuck before?
Never.
Never.
Never. Dogs do.
How these bitches get down. Exactly. Yep. Dogs always get caught fucking.
Yeah, always. No one sees cats. Here's the thing. Look at all the millions of cats in the world, right?
Yep.
All these felines. But like you said, you never see them smash, ever. No one has.
Never.
And you're like, well, when and where are they smashing, right?
Exactly. Every time you look at them, like, oh, there she is. There he is.
And then all of a sudden, they got a litter of kittens, right?
Yeah, like, wait, when the fuck did that happen? Wait,
when did that happen?
Baby.
Yeah. Now, Darth, we got to go on a topic that is very prevalent to this, because as you know, I'm all about unity, right? I tell guys that all these bitches are hoes, right?
Yep.
It doesn't matter. It crosses ethnic lines. It crosses age lines. Can you tell the people out there?
You can take your chance with that 1% if you want to.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Go ahead and play that lottery.
Oh, yeah. You end up like Steph Curry getting cucked by Aisha, getting her back blown out by other men.
Yep.
Now, Darth, explain to the people out there, what's it like, not just in Auburn, but in the South in general, in terms of how race relations actually helps these girls get ran through, black and white?
Oh, you better not be talking to them black. Look, the parents here are fucking. They try to tell them, like, no, don't date any black dudes. Don't bring any black dudes home. We don't want to see them. All that type shit. And these bitches, something flips in their brain like, oh my God, I gotta fuck every black dude I see.
Every single one.
And it's vice versa with
black dudes. Yep.
I don't know where the fuck they get it from. White men, they fucking love them down here.
Oh yeah, I know. They are smashing them German Shepherds.
It's fucking bad. Shout out to my man Dan, by the way. It's still
Dirty Dan is keeping it real dirty by smashing these hoes. So is his brother. He's keeping the Squirrel Mountain alive.
Yes, sir.
Oh, wait. No. Dan's brother is even worse because he's wifing them up.
Do not get married.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Drex, don't get married.
They're always going to troll me about our Bama girl down there. Now,
shout out
one of the things. Yeah, shout out to NCAA Cat. Now, we got to go ahead and ask you this, though, Darth. Explain for the idiots who think that everything I say is a lie. What are black females willing to do with white men that they are not willing to do with black men?
They'll cook for you. They'll clean the house. Them bitches will act right. They'll submit. They won't argue with you. Everything a German Shepherd is the opposite of.
And what do they get sexually? When you talk to your white brothers in Alabama, what do they tend to tell you? What the black chicks are doing?
Shit,
racial slurs, the whole thing. Everything, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, look. Look, for those of you who don't know, race play is real in the South.
Look, I will say, I'm a fan of the play too.
Oh, look, race play is the hottest look, shit that there shit is.
Turned me on so much.
Like, yeah, buddy.
Look, and all the black dudes in the comments, hating or whatever, look, I'm doing this for my ancestors. I'm not trying to wipe these folks. I'm just fucking. Look, I'm doing this for Emmett Till, damn it.
Dude, every time I smash one of these bras that tells me that she would be literally killed if her dad or grandpa or whoever found out what she was doing, I just add more black dudes.
And that's why you get him with the drug special.
Yeah, we hit him with the drug special. We get the train. We get the choo-choo. And the look, best part about this, though. Oh, yeah. We already know. Shout out to our girl, Miss Lore. No eye drops needed. No water bottles needed.
Now,
Darth, one of the things that you need to explain to everybody out here in these streets, here we are in a time when relationships are done, even though people keep saying that, like, oh, no, I'm going to find my unicorn. Can you explain who is getting married in the South?
Oh, shit, that's a good question. It's usually, like, fucking young. Like, girls who are still, like, it's rare, but virgins, like, fresh out of high school type shit. And it's just, like, some college girls, it's seldom you see it. Like, super fucking seldom. One of my friends actually says he's possibly going to get married. And I think that's a fucking mistake. But other than that, it's foreign.
So it's just straight up free-for-all, right? Just nothing but thotting going on. Now,
everybody's in the fucking gulag.
Now, let me ask you this. What is the number one request sexually that women are asking in the South?
These bitches love to be choked. No, they like rope play. Rope play is fucking weird. Like, and it's out of nowhere. Like, you could be fucking a regular, then all of a sudden, next time she texts you or some shit like that, like, hey, you like rope play? And I mean, like, BDSM is whatever to me. I'm not really that into it, but I'll do it just for the fuck of it. But these bitches love rope.
But oh, yeah. God bless 50 Shades of Grey.
They love to be shamed.
Now, what are the things, shame-wise, what are they like hearing?
Like, oh, shit. One of my girls, she likes to be called a cum dumpster for some reason.
Oh, yeah, dude. That Indian chick that I told you about that I went up to Canada for, that was her thing. That's what turned her on the most, man, was being a cum dumpster.
Cum dumpster? I don't fucking get that.
Yeah, bro. She lived for that. Like, she wanted to be shamed and degraded.
I wonder if Vanilla Pudding Top would do the same thing. Oh, Koopa!
If there are any black women in the chat and y'all are actually doing right, I need y'all to talk to these German shepherds because I don't know what the fuck these white dudes are doing, but I'm going to need you bitches to start doing that shit for us. Maybe we can work out a deal after that. But until then, y'all need to let me stay over there. I don't know what the fuck y'all got going on.
Look, I appreciate all the white guys out there smutting these hoes out, right? Like, I tell white guys, because white guys are always kind of like, look at you sideways, right? Like, you know, I don't know if I can, what I can and can't say around you. I'm like, look, dude, I want you to smut them out because I want you to come back and report the stories so that way the next time she tries to act stuck up and crazy, we check her ass. Like,
but that's the thing. Even if you hear the stories, like, even if you confront her about the shit, bitches are so, or black women in particular, these bitches like, so? I don't care. No. They'll keep running their mouth anyway. It doesn't matter if they're wrong. It doesn't matter if they got caught.
Oh, no. So the reason why we have to bring the shame back, right, Darth, is that when someone tries to date these hoes, right, this is why we go ahead and we get the receipts. You see what I'm saying? So that way, now you and I both know what's going to happen. All routes in the South lead to Atlanta. Whenever you see a new hoe end up in Atlanta, that means she came from somewhere else.
From Alabama.
From Alabama or Mississippi.
Yep.
I'm moving to Atlanta. And you're like, wait, why are you moving to Atlanta? Well, I'm going to focus on my career. No, it's because she literally got holed out so bad. Like, now, Dara, talk about that. Talk about the movement in the South when hoes get holed out too far in a particular town.
When everybody learns their fucking name, they leave. Like, okay, for example, one of the girls that I used to fuck with before I stopped fucking with her, like, everybody was talking about her, like, hey, have you heard about so-and-so? I'm like, what? Her? And then she found out that her name was getting around. The bitch moved to Panama City for some odd reason.
Damn, Panama City, Florida, just like that.
Like, up and out of nowhere. And that was like, she told me that the last time we had met. She was like, yeah, I'm moving to Florida. I'm like, why? She said, well, more opportunity. Focus on myself. Maybe go back to school.
Yep, lying.
The bitches lying. Love going to school.
Now, hold on, Darth. We got to go ahead and call these hoes out for what they're really doing. Yeah, once they get to Panama City, right? Did you ever, like, look her back up, like Facebook, whatever, and notice that her entire look changed?
Yeah.
Total chameleon, right? Like she was a hoe in Alabama and then flipped and became Susie Homemaker.
Yep.
Although she still has the tattoos from being a hoe.
Oh, yeah. And, like,
and they haven't figured this out,
man. I understand, because, like, they tried so best to disguise, like, who they used to be. I mean, these bitches used to be doing hard drugs. Now, I'm not talking about, like, weed and shit. I'm talking about, like, acid. Have you ever heard of some shit called poppers?
Oh yeah! Shout out to Shaftesbury. He, you know, as a as our resident bunker busting top gay guy.
Yeah.
He's out here busting these man cheeks, and he has the scoop.
Yes, Blur. You don't have to be gentle about it.
He has the scoop on all poppers, poppers popping dudes out here getting bunker busted. But chicks take them too, so they can get ran through.
Okay, can you explain to me what the fuck a poppers is? Because I hear about it, but I have no idea what
it is. No, so they sniff it. So you sniff the poppers, and then it makes your muscles relax.
What?
In particular, you know what muscles you need to get relaxed. Yeah, Shaftesbury's in the text right now. Shaftesbury can go ahead and text the function of poppers. It's to make those muscles relax, especially that asshole. And these chicks can get blown out. So it basically, it gives them like a high too, right? Like almost like a lightheaded sensation. So imagine this. A chick gets a little bit of a high without actually using drugs to get high, right?
Right.
She lowers her inhibitions and her holes loosen up. That's the best of all worlds, right?
That's a typical hoe right there.
So now she can go ahead and take on the team, right? The Auburn Tigers, right? The Crimson Tide, she can take them up. Look, and you know what? And Darth, we got to let you out of here with this. Tell us about what happens when the grudge is. I know what goes on down there. Can you let the peeps know when grudge match football games go on? Auburn versus Alabama. Tell us how it really goes down, man.
They are fucking behind the bleachers.
Yeah.
These bitches are fucking at the game, after the game, during halftime, before halftime, before the game even starts. In the concession stand, look, don't do it. Guys, if you're listening to me, I know you don't know me. I'm just a random dude. I used to be in your shoes one time. Like, I used to be the guy who think like, oh, I'm going to find that girl for me. Let's be realistic. The way shit is now, it's not likely. Not saying it can't happen later on in the future, but as of right now, you'd be a fucking dumbass to get in a relationship. I'm just saying. Like, real shit.
Now, Darth, what do you have to say? Is that your closing words going out?
That's it. Guys, be smart. Stack your bread. Don't worry about these hoes. That's it.
That's our main man for this. Make sure you fuck them. We got carols out this mug, man. Thanks, Darth, for coming in, letting us know about the South. Because a lot of guys think that, you know, the conservative thing, you know, it's something that I push very hard where I tell guys, dude, take it from a guy who's run trains on all of them, right?
Yep.
It does. There's no such thing as a conservative woman or a liberal woman.
It only exists on paper.
It's all on paper. When the going gets tough, we saw Tommy Lauren flip.
These hoes get going.
They get going, right?
These hoes get going.
And they all got body counts, right? Oh, I'm a conservative woman. I'm not like that. Hey, Darth, did you notice that you didn't see any difference in the body count between a liberal and conservative female?
Nope.
No difference, right?
Because they're one and the same. They meet at the same fucking party.
Yep. Yep. You're telling me, Darth, the super liberal, like, you know, feminist kind of chick, right, is at the same party as the conservative girl who's like, oh, I'm not like one of them hoes.
When that dick is involved, none of that shit exists.
That's worse. You know, that's music to my ears right there. So, yeah, that's letting you guys know right here on these Thought Miss Carols, man. You know what I'm saying? We're counting down. So, Darth, thank you so much for coming in, man. We're going to go ahead and get you out of here, man, and let all these people in Alabama know that the MGTOWN podcast is going to look out for their best interest, making sure they aren't out here getting used by these 304s.
Yes, sir.
All right. Peace out, brother.
Keep your pip hand strong. Y'all have a good night. Be safe.
Peace out. Here we are, ladies, gentlemen, everybody in between. Yet another day of these goddamn Thotmas carols. I got my man Vibing with Red in the house. He is going to hold it down for the ATL. Red, hey, what up, fam?
Hey, nothing, you know. I love my black queens and all of them.
Red, if you're going to talk about black queens, man, you got to go ahead and give us a little insight. Why don't we start with these HBCUs down there? That's historically black colleges and universities, for those of you who don't know. Tell us about what these queens are doing on campus.
Well, let's see. When I first got down there, my freshman year, they real cool. They start chopping, you know, everybody starts talking, get to know one another. So we first thing we had was orientation. And I'm like, all right, I'm talking to this beautiful chick, you know, Puerto Rican and black. So I'm like, oh, okay, Ben, you know, see what she on. And we get to talk and yada yada, she's trying to meet up after orientation, right? So what I do is I see where your intellect at, because I'm like, if you smart, all right, you know, we can do something. I can work with that. But if you dumb, I'm out the picture. I'm lost. So we sitting there, right? And so I said, well, you know, where you from? She said, I'm from the D.C. area, DMV. I said, oh, okay, what's up? She was like, where are you from? I said, you know, I'm from Minnesota. She was like, where's that at? And I sat there and I was like, you don't know where Minnesota at? I said, up north. She said, is that by New York? And I was like, no.
Oh, Jesus.
I told her it's in Canada.
Yo, and it got even worse. I said, no, like Midwest. She said, Wisconsin? Is it in Wisconsin? I said, yeah. Jesus, I said, look it. I basically told her, like, hey, we're going to have to talk later. Never talk to her to that day.
Well, you know the rule of threes, right? You know the rule of three. You get smart, sane, sexy. You only get two of them.
Hey, look at it. I need all three. Because look at it, if you don't have all three, it's kind of
I mean, you're looking for unicorns at this point.
Hey, look at it. At this rate, I'm about to look for a blow-up doll. She might be smart.
Oh, yeah. Hey, doll, let's go. We get you your unicorn.
Now, Red, you and I have talked about, you know, one of the things that a lot of people think is, you know, these educated black queens are somehow so different, right? They're not like them ho-ho-hos out there. Yet, man, you and I both know the truth, man. Let us know. On any given weekend at an HBCU in Atlanta, let us know what goes down.
Let's put it like this. Every day is fun day. Sunday to Saturday, every day is fun day because you don't know when it will go down. So definitely, like, homecoming time, oh, the freaks come out at night. The freaks come out at night. And that's where really, when you get to see that woman you've been eyeing the whole time, you're going to see her get bust down by everybody.
Now, we got to go ahead and ask you this, Red. When it comes to these hoes getting bust down out here, right, these educated women, they coming in for higher degrees and all this stuff. One of the things that people don't understand, would you agree that they are more apt to go ahead and slob you down, right? Slob the knob than they would kiss you. Do you believe that?
Yeah. That is like at least 95% of the time down the south at HBCU.
Yeah, so you try to kiss a chick, they're like, oh, God, that's too personal, right? What are you doing?
They would, like, they literally take you to their dorm where their roommate is gone or in class, slob you down for like 30 minutes and then they go on mind their business or keep chopping it up with her.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is beautiful because, you know, all these HBCU thoughts get PhDs in hoology. You see what I'm saying? And we need to let people know out here that, look, Red, somewhere out there, there's a guy saying, no, man, you guys need to stop saying that about the sisters and everything. And yet we have to be fair to them. It pains me to say this. But I've been to Atlanta many times. The dudes are fucking up. Tell us about the down low scene in Atlanta.
Dude, so you got to think about it. In Georgia, a lot of women are looking for dudes, but the problem is, like, let's say there's 10 dudes. At least 6 to 7 dudes are down low. And she don't know that until, like, they do some weird shit in front of her. So you playing the law of average, where it's like, for every straight guy, there's like another 3 to 4 gay guys, down low guys. And so you got, so then that means more women are just hornier just to sit out there waiting for you. And it sucks, but that's it. It's more for me. I put it like that. But you got to think about it now to the point where it's high maintenance. So now it's like you get in the woman who wants the straight guy, but now due to the fact that she lost her man to a gay guy, she needs high maintenance out the ass up top. So it's like, it's putting more pressure on straight dudes to get into a relationship. So they just, man, fuck that. I'll just go get Becky from Sandy Springs and go ahead and call it a day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, see, one of the things that I think is so important to understand about what it's like in these streets in modern times, especially down in cities that are predominantly Black, because like I said, it doesn't matter. Like, things are going to be the same everywhere. And as they said, there's a lot of weirdo dudes out here. Now, when it comes to these down low dudes, can you talk about how many of these guys are in full on relationships with women? Maybe they got kids.
Like, look, they could be in a full marriage, been together for like 10 years, like been together for 10 years, been married for 7, and had like 3 kids and this, that, and the third. And all of a sudden, she see her man somewhere downtown in Midtown at 7 o'clock. You know, you remember our old coworker, Hiram, somewhere with him. And you'd be like, what the hell is this? He was his lover for 5 years when y'all was together. So she distraught due to the fact that it's like, you've been keeping him. Like, let's be honest. A woman would get much madder to the point where it's like, she'd be more mad at you that you cheated on her with a gay guy than a woman. Because then now that the fact that she knows that you like dick just like her, it changed the mood. Now you're making her stronger as a dick. Now you're moving her to more to the lesbian side or just trying to get more dick from somebody else just to prove a point.
Mm-hmm.
And it
now we need to talk about that, Red. What is the issue with the lesbianism that's going on, especially like in the Black community? We're really seeing it, but what do you have to say about, do you believe that more Black chicks are turning to, you know, especially, I'll just keep it to the Black community right now. Do you believe more of them are going to the les route due to dudes being the gay route or just no relationships that they're getting at all of any kind?
It's just a little bit of both, because it's like, I see people like up here, they be on some weird shit and just be like, I'm like, oh, damn, you sexy as hell. You know, you cute, this and that, and the third. And she'd be like, well, I'm a lesbian. I asked one chick. I said, why? These dudes is fucking up. I said, well, your pussy must be ain't shit because you attracted ain't shit niggas. So, what you say, my pussy good? I said, I'm telling you, your shit ain't good because apparently you ain't fucked with me yet.
Look, man, you got to go ahead and bust them crab legs wide open, man. You know how we do it.
Hey, look, some garlic butter is over.
Now, when you know, one of the things about Atlanta, you guys have a particular scene. You guys are known for script clubs, right? We got these goddamn twerk houses down there, right? Now,
tell us
how it goes down out there in hot Atlanta. What goes down at ATL with all these clubs?
Let's put it like this. Your fantasies will come to reality once you go to one of those strip clubs. Big booties. Tits everywhere. It's just like it's like Dallas, you know. But Dallas could be straight butt ass naked. Atlanta could be somewhat naked. You know what I'm saying? I said Magic City to me. I've been there a couple of times. It's overrated because you know it's small. But I don't like going. I don't want to feel like I'm in the club. You know what I'm saying? Like shoulder to shoulder, and instead of looking ass and try to throw ones at her. But Onyx, before it burnt down, was the spot.
Hold up. There are people out there who don't know about what happened to Onyx. Can you explain the story about what happened to Onyx?
Man, look at, they had some of the best lemon pepper out in Atlanta. All of a sudden, Health Inspector basically was like, yo, you gonna have to clean up this grease on the ground, you know. it was Lemon Pepper Tuesday, you know. Boom. Random day of the week, you know, the manager, because he's friends with my cousin, so I kind of knew about that. So it was like, all of a sudden, he kind of waved the health inspector off and whatnot. And basically, he was like, you need to clean up this grease before, you know, it starts a fire in here, you know, whatnot. But nobody cared why. They looking at ass and eating Lemon Pepper wings. All of a sudden, next morning, that shit was burnt down to the ground. Trying to go to work.
So the Boondocks memes are true. That these Negroes went and had a goddamn twerk house, a script club, burnt down due to some damn chicken grease.
Hey, look here. It'd be bad like that.
And that's where we're at in Atlanta, man. Like, now, obviously, like I said, I've been to these spots. I've been to the Blue Flame. I've been to Onyx. I know that these hoes go hard for the ones, right? They go hard for some singles. Now,
hey, you gotta get back to the community. You know, some of these are single moms.
It's a thought charity out there. I've seen it. Now we gotta go ahead and say this though: when in these script clubs, right? We got to talk about the fact of beauty standards being different down there, and that's what contributes to the hoeing. It's all about the NBA, right? Nothing but ass. What can you say about Atlanta and all of the plastic surgeries and all the BBLs and all that, man, about how every hoe is out here trying to get a fake ass?
Man, that shit is, it's ruined, to me, it's ruined the actual city itself. So now everybody's questioning, because like, once, even people who move down there, the first thing, most women, with the first thing they do, they get a BBL. Because, yep. You know, Florida's the next state down. Some people drive to Miami to go get it, so then they don't got to sit on a plane and all that. But some of them, you know, they take that quick route, boop, boop, and come back, the booty cheeks about to be deflated after somebody like me tear it up. But other than that, it ruins the culture, and it ruins that they just looking for the dude with the money. And when you got money down there, because anybody can buy a chain for cheap down there, and it'd be real. So, I mean, it's the fact that it's how much money can you maintain for her. And it's sad. And it fucks up everything. And sometimes it'd be the ones who ain't got no money or no degree. Because, you know, if you at HBCU, most of those women graduate. And they get their jobs. They get jobs quick downtown. They just freaks at nighttime. That's it.
Now, you and I have talked about this when I had you on for the 12 Days of Thotmas last year, where I talked about the fact that these highly educated women, can you kind of go in and elaborate on what kind of sexual craziness that these highly educated women that pretend they're above everything, what they really do at night?
Let's put it like this. The more money she got, the more freakier she is. So she's willing to do a lot more when she has more money. So you can get her to do some Popeye biscuit type things and boom. She'll be on. She'll get freaky. You good.
Oh yeah, you could be a broke dude. That's why they get with broke Pookies and Ray Rays and do all that. Now, we got to talk about this. This is something that is very real in Atlanta that doesn't get touched on enough. And that is the simplest thing of all that has killed many a person, black and white, which is HIV and AIDS. Now, currently, it says that the on record rate is 33%, right? One out of every three people. I told you this stat since you're an Atlanta veteran, and you told me, when did it go down?
Right. I'm trying to figure out when that shit went down.
So I got to ask you, talk about the culture of the hookup culture, especially with the down low, the gay, the lesbian, the trans, everything else, and how this hookup culture has contributed to the HIV epidemic in Atlanta. And also, what percentage do you think has HIV right now?
That shit. Right now? Fuck. I mean, for every dude, it would be one out of five. And then every woman is probably like one out of three. Because you had to look at it like, if you marry somebody, right, and you on the down low, let's say the dude's on the down low, mess with a gay guy who has it, Boom, he gets it. He comes back home, fuck his wife raw. Boom, then she goes cheat with some like three other dudes. So it, boom, boom, boom. Everybody got it that quick. And it's just a recycling. It's a one big cycle of just fuckery. It's like, yo, wrap that shit up.
Now, I know it. I know how ATL is, and I know how degenerate these motherfuckers is. You got to fight hoes to get condoms on these days. Tell me what it's like in Atlanta. Like, how hard do you got to be like this? No, bitch, I'm wearing this rubber.
Nah, look here. I put it like this. You better wear that bitch before you go over to her house. Yeah. You have that bitch on right now. Because soon as you pull it out and everything, she going to be mad as hell. She going to tell you, get out. Like, what? No. Look, safety first. No, we ain't doing that.
Oh, yeah, they're going to try to go ahead and get pregnant by you and things like that, poke holes in it.
Right.
I got to ask you the question about the overall Atlanta. Tell us how it is just overall. You know, so someone shows up in Atlanta tomorrow, right? The plane arrives in. Tell me everything that's going to happen that they're going to see in Atlanta a day in the life.
So you'll see, it depends on what area you're at. So if you go into the Atlanta airport, right, and you take the train, you going through the hood first. They show you through the hood. Like, literally, the airport is literally in the hood. you'll see a couple of crackheads. You'll see a couple of dope fiends on the train. You'll see a bunch of homeless people, you know, begging for money. And then a couple of stops down, then you go through the HBCUs on the next, at the next stop. And then once you get into downtowns where it's as much safer a little bit, and then you can disperse north. Just don't go on the west side by yourself. Don't hit up Martin Luther King Boulevard by yourself. You don't know nobody. I suggest you stay away from there, because that area is going to kill you on the long run. Because if you don't know, they going to probably stab you, shoot you. They might even question you before you even go over there. That's your warning. Hey, who do you know? If you don't name nobody that they know, you might be a goner.
Now, one thing I know about being there is that, let me ask you this while you're talking about a day in the life. How aggressive are the dudes in Atlanta?
Which ones? I would say which ones, because that's the ones who really be. I said, shit, the gay dudes are more aggressive than straight dudes. So even women are aggressive too down there. Like, it's getting that bad to the point where women pull up on dudes and be like, hey, what you doing tonight? You be like, damn, like, back up, bitch. I ain't got time for that shit. Like, I'm trying to go home. Like, I can tell you a story. A couple of gay dudes approached me. I was on the train heading back home from school. And, you know, when you're on the MARTA, it's literally like, all right, if I just take a nice little two-minute nap, I'll be straight. I close my eyes, and all of a sudden, all I hear is this. Man, you sexy as shit. And, you know, you get your face when you turn up quick, trying to figure out, I know this motherfucker is not talking to me. And then open my eyes. He's like, he's staring right at me. I said, oh, shit. I said, hey, excuse me. You know, thank you for the compliment, but I don't roll like that. You know, he said, oh, okay. I'm just wanting to make sure, you know. I said, no, you good, but I don't roll like that. I like pussy. I eat it. Mm-mm. Nah, I'm good. He said, all right. Thank you for letting me know. Because it's like, that's the problem with most of these dudes. Their pride, basically us straight dudes, our pride gets in the way of being respectful to most of these people, because most of these gay dudes can fight like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
They whoop some ass. They will whoop some ass quick. And look, them same gay dudes that whoop your ass, they used to be the ones to take care of you, and that's how you get them down low, brothers.
You know, it's so wrong on so many levels. So a dude he's arrived in Atlanta. He's gotten on the train. He's seen some weird shit. He's seen a crackhead here and there, seen a bad bitch or two. You know what I'm saying? He may get on the tram. A gay dude might come at him sideways. He has to do a loop around, like, oh, I can't go to the hood. He's out. He gets a rental car. He goes to get some food uptown, midtown. All of a sudden.
Not midtown, because midtown, ooh, that's where they at. That's the central right there. If you go there by yourself, I guarantee you there's going to be at least four or five of them gonna pull up on you. If they know that you by yourself, they gonna talk to you. They gonna try to hold that conversation.
Damn. I mean, I knew Atlanta was bad, man. Like I said, I knew, you know what I'm saying? You can't touch nothing because otherwise, you know, you might go ahead and get the germ. You know what I'm saying? You got a house in Virginia. And one of the crazy things is that we talk so much about, you know, what goes on in all these different spots. Can you explain the relationship dynamics and how all of this has affected Atlanta? Because I know the thought goes on because when you get to these HBCUs in particular, right, and these Fortune 500 companies that they got down there, right, what ends up happening is, like you said, it's the females out here making the money financing broke dudes who then go out there and become little man whores. Now, when it comes to all that, though, what, you know, like, where do you see all this going? Because, you know, you've talked, you know, you've said plenty of stories about how, you know, things really go down in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? So there's people out there who may not know what you mean by that. Tell them just how grimy it gets at these parties, at these HBCUs. Let them know just exactly what these hoes is doing.
Okay, I'll tell you one of my favorite stories. It was homecoming, as usual. So, you know, HBCUs, that means all the fraternities and sororities pop out. People getting drunk. We all lit, this, that, and the third. So we went to me and the homies, we went to this house party. The house party, they was like, yo, we ain't starting till like 11. Even though it was at somebody else's house down the street from the school, we all walked down there, and, you know, it's a small house, but it's packed like a motherfucker. So this one dude he was about to be in the fraternity, but he had until, what, midnight to get the job done. So he had to have a threesome before midnight to be in the fraternity. And so he just talking to every woman, right? Just talking to everyone like, yo, I need to do this to be in it, you know, in this fraternity, yada, yada. You know, most of the women is like, I'll do it single, but I don't know if I can do it with another woman, yada, yada, right? Then these two bad Spelman chicks, ooh, they was bad. I ain't gonna lie to you. They was bad. Sexy chocolate things. So they popped up, and he kind of telling this situation, you know, I got to midnight. Now, mind you, it's already like 11:50. 11:50. He got 10 minutes to really make a move. It's now or never. So, you know, all of a sudden, all three of them left it to the back. So I just kind of paid no mind to it, right? So about, you know, 20 minutes went by. It's past 12 now. So we already, you know, yeah. We all dancing, and the owner of the house, somebody was telling him, hey, somebody in your garage fucking. And he said, what? And he said, there's a dude and two chicks in that motherfucker fucking. Because apparently dude went out to go smoke. All he heard was a bunch of moaning and shit. He said, what the fuck going on in this man's garage? Yeah, he took a peek. He was smashing both of them in the garage so that everybody stopped what they was. So he told his man, it's a dude running out there, bro. So everybody kind of like, what the fuck happened? So everybody following. Also, we see this dude smashing. So we all watch it like, oh, congrats, bro. And one of the fraternity brothers that saw him, and he got it in before 12. He got into the fraternity. But look, they willing to bust it down. They willing to help. I didn't put that much.
I know they do it all. You know, one of the things that people don't talk about is I had my man Darth on. We talk about the fact that things really are different. Can you talk about what these edumacated black women, what they're doing for white zaddy? Because I've always liked to highlight the fact that, like, you know, I've talked to a lot of brothers who don't understand. They get treated differently. They don't understand why they're getting treated a certain way. Explain what these hoes that talk all this woke liberal stuff, what they're doing for Zaddy.
Hey, look at it. They'll clean the royal penis for Zaddy at this rate. Because look at it. They treat us like shit. Even if you educated or not, they still going to put you down. Because why? They going based off social media and memes. And it fucks up every black man that actually doing the right thing. It fucks everything up. But the white man can't do no wrong. So I said, hey, stick with them. Just don't get mad when you see a black dude with an Asian or Egyptian or another white woman or African woman. They get mad about that. And then They you don't love us. You don't love us. I said, you had that opportunity. You chose to choose the Massa. You told Massa, hey, I'm here for you. And nobody got time for that. I tell him all the time. I say, hey, look, don't get mad if you see me with somebody else. Because why? Yeah. You had that opportunity to fuck with me. You chose not to. You chose the thug. Look it. I tell people all the time. I tell women all the time, hey, look it. You can't have a thug and a motherfucker who has a 9-to-5. That thug won't have a 9-to-5.
He'll be running the streets.
Right. So it's either you won't have one or the other.
But goddamn.
Look at they get
Red, do you have any other last words before we get you out of here, letting us know what's going down in ATL?
Well, I'll be down there tomorrow. You know, it's been a year. I ain't seen them, seen my peoples in a while. So, you know, I got to check out my Black Queen, see if they still suffering. Got to get back to the community. You know, I always get back to the community. Look, I might hit up Magic City, throw some ones. You know, somebody got to eat some tacos here and there.
He's a real giver.
Hey, look here, look here. I care about these Black Queens. Look here. Get your money. Why? Look, get these simps money. Look here, they the one. Hey, look here. I told you, Drake. Look, one of the homegirls, I told her, look here, grab a biscuit. I'll be on that motherfucker, the Popeye's biscuit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, well, yeah. We're on to something new with this Popeye shit. Yeah, they don't know. Like, one of the things that people got to understand, man, is that the simps ruined the game. We adapted to what has happened, right? That's all it is. The females wanted to be hoes. The dudes wanted to simp for some basic bottom shelf chicks, right? So we adapted. It was like, oh, okay, I don't have to commit. I don't have to.
I don't have to.
All right, cool. That's all that happened. And the thing is, the reason why I wanted you on is because people need to understand, Atlanta is the New York of the South. That entire Southeast region. Everything goes through Atlanta, right? Everything goes through Atlanta.
The cartel,
Atlanta is like the mecca of all, basically all fuckery, right? BBLs, culture. It's the cultural mecca of the South.
Right, and it's sad because you can see it. You see it on social media and you see it on TV, and then when you actually live down there, you see it, you'd be like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, and you know, I got to ask you, though, what do you think about the rainbow agenda on all of this? Because, you know, they're always pushing, you know, dudes in dresses like Billy Porter and all that. And where do you see that going in places like Atlanta with pride parades and all that?
I said, shit, but people fail to realize that's like the San Francisco of the South.
Yep. Black man's Frisco.
Right. So you can pick your choosing. You hit up Midtown Route 7, look, 6, once it hit dark, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock, you might be a goner. You might turn over and talk about you're down low, brother.
So you're saying brothers getting turned out in Midtown, man?
Hey, look, I've seen it.
Oh, no.
I witnessed it. One of the homies I went to school with at HBCU, he got to talking shit. They turned his booty hole inside out and all of a sudden.
No. After one trip, he went to Midtown one time and got turned out.
Because we went to school down there, so we was already. He went there a few too many times by himself, and I was like, "Bro, why are you going to Midtown, bro? Like, you gotta go." We trying to hit down because you know Midtown. They also have a bunch of rave parties, and he was into raves. So I said, "Okay, you know," but it's like, no, none of us is going. So it's like it's just him. So I'm like, "Who the fuck are you going? Look, you putting two to two together. Who the fuck you going with?"
Oh no.
Man, got caught red-handed.
Oh no. Wait, so that begs the question though. How does a dude who's saying that he's against that wind up getting turned out in the sense that like what prompted him to go that route? And did you guys ever have contact after he got turned out?
This is what happened. So the first time he went, he got in an argument with a dude. And I noticed that once you get in an argument with a homosexual, they got you. Because now you're giving them attention. You don't give them no attention. Once you give somebody attention, they looking for a reaction out of you. He gave them that reaction and boom, turned them out quick. Because look, so he went to Midtown. So with them, like, let's put it like this. If we went now, right? We went one time. He'll go back in February, you know, let a month lay down so it ain't looking suspicious. He'll go a few times in February, but it'd be by himself, and you'd be like, Bruh, no. Because, like, in Atlanta, there's shit to do from Sunday to Saturday, so you don't have to go to Midtown all the fucking time. Like, literally, you don't. There's something to do every night, especially on weekends. So he was, like, literally going. Then every other month turned to, he was going at least every 3 times a month, and then every 3 times a month turned into a damn near, he was going at least twice a week. It's just like, bruh. Look, if you run like that, hey, that's your business. We ain't going to judge you, but now we going to judge you because you try to sneak out, basically, to Midtown.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You know, you pulling that bullshit. Oh, I'm going for 10 for 10 overseas. It's like, bruh, no, you're not. Stop it.
Well, goddamn. So that's Atlanta, man. So for those of you out there who don't know, man, this is the current state of ATL. Shout out to our man Vibing with Red coming in. Red is giving us these nothing but hardcore facts, letting us know that ATL has become a damn cesspool and a shithole. But yeah, any last words?
You know, keep your booty hole tight. That's all I'm going to say if you're going to Atlanta.
Don't get turned out, y'all.
Hey, look, all I'm saying is, hey, just have you a safety net. Have some people around you to protect you. The black bullshit. That's all I'm saying. But other than that, you know, you can have a good time in Atlanta with food and women down there. I mean, just be careful. Because, look, a gay dude may approach you with your lady.
I think Dick Masterson said the same thing when he did Road Rage Atlanta. He said the food made him come back 20 pounds heavier.
I would say the funny thing about Atlanta, because their food is so greasy and shit. And so basically, it you can get fat quick because every food is fried. And so if you slow down on that, you're gaining more pounds. And definitely if you don't work out. I said the best time to go work out is go to LA Fitness and Buckhead. That's where you get to see all the booties. You know, treadmills and all that.
Look, I'm going to be at that mug then.
Oh, somebody just said I'm staying away from Midtown Atlanta. Hey, that's your best bet. If you ain't going during the daytime, look, I'll give you some advice. If you go to Midtown, go with like 2 other straight guys during noon, because they don't show up around noon for some reason. They show up on nights.
It's early.
Hey, look here.
It's early in the day for them.
Hey, look here. You got to treat it like the old phones, only on nights and weekends. That's when they show up. Other than that. Yeah, you know, I'm more than welcome. You know, if you want me back, you know where I'm at. Because look here. I travel a lot, so I know there's a lot of things.
Peace out for now, y'all. I'll hit you up later. Peace.
All right, see you guys.